Hello, and welcome to the Simply Biz Get Funded podcast. Whether you're a new entrepreneur or have been in business for years, securing funding is a milestone and a bit of a challenge, right? But here's the good news. It doesn't have to feel overwhelming. Today, we're diving into something fundamental when it comes to funding, figuring out what you actually need. It sounds simple, but trust me, this step can make or break your funding journey. So, grab a cup of coffee, take a deep breath, and let's figure it out together. Let's start with the big question. Why do you need funding? And no, I just need more money isn't the answer funders want to hear. Funders need specifics. But more importantly, you need specifics. Clarity about why you need the funds will shape your entire strategy. So, here are a few common reasons businesses seek funding. Think about which one resonates with your current situation. Are you expanding operations? Maybe your business is booming and it's time to open a new location, enter a new market, or boost production to keep up with demand. That's an exciting position to be in. Do you need inventory? For example, is there a big season coming up and you need to stock up? Or maybe you're dealing with bulk orders that require some upfront investment. What about equipment? Is your business ready for that game-changing piece of machinery or technology that could improve efficiency or the quality of your product? How about hiring staff? Scaling often means you need more hands on deck or even specialized skills to take things to the next level. Product development? Are you working on something new and innovative to stay ahead of the competition? And lastly, managing cash flow. Sometimes it's about keeping things steady, having a buffer for slow months or unexpected costs. Whatever your reason, write it down. Don't just keep it in your head. Actually, put it on paper. A clear purpose isn't just helpful for you. It's crucial for funders to understand why you're seeking their support. Okay, so now that you've got your why, the next question is, how much funding do you actually need? This is where a little detective work comes in. First, think about your projected costs. If you're expanding, get quotes for the new space. If you're buying equipment, research prices. Be as precise as possible. Guesstimates won't cut it. Funders want to see that you've done your homework. Next, consider the timeline. How long will it take for this investment to start paying off? For example, if you're expanding, will you start seeing higher revenue in 6 months, a year, or longer? This helps you and funders understand the return on investment. And finally, look at your current resources. What do you already have that can help you? Sales records are gold. They show funders that your business has a solid track record. Letters of intent or pre-orders from customers are also fantastic because they demonstrate demand for what you're offering. And don't forget your assets. Things like property, equipment, or intellectual property can strengthen your application, especially for secured loans. Let me give you a quick example. Imagine you run a business called Green Tech Innovations, and you want to expand your production. You've done the math and know you need 3.5 million rand. That includes 1 million rand to lease a new facility, 2 million rand for two new machines, and 500,000 rand to set up a new production line. You also know your sales have grown 40% year over year, which proves there's demand. Plus, you've got letters of intent from major retailers who are ready to order once you expand. When you present all of that to a funder, you're showing not just a need, but a well-thought-out plan. So to wrap up, 1. Start by defining why you need the money. Be specific. 2. Estimate how much you'll need and back it up with real numbers. 3. Show funders that you've done your homework, share your resources, and prove you're ready to make this investment work. It's not about just asking for money. It's about showing funders that their investment will make a tangible difference in your business. If you're ready to dive deeper into this process, don't forget to download the Simply Biz Funding Toolkit. It's free, packed with tips, and designed to help you every step of the way. You can find the link in the episode notes. Thank you for tuning into the Simply Biz Get Funded podcast. If you found today's episode helpful, share it with someone who could use a little guidance on their funding journey. And remember, funding is just the beginning. It's what you do with it that counts. Until next time, keep growing, keep thriving, and let's make those business dreams a reality.